The squeak of the sneakers, the swish of the Nets, bounce of the ball, and amped up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMZA.
It is 2023. We got high school basketball for you tonight. Donovan West at Frankfort here from Frankfort, Kansas. In the Battle of the Mustangs and the Wildcats. Jared Sluppy with you, KMZA, and we got a great girls game for you and an exciting boys match to follow as Donovan West is 3-0 in TVL play so far and 4-1 on the regular season. And as for Frankfort, they come into today's game ranked number 8 in the state according to the Kansas Basketball Coaches Association with a perfect 6-0 record on the season and 2-0 in TVL play. Looking at those standings so far, Hanover, Centralia, and Donovan West are all 3-0 in league play so far. Hanover in 1A-D2 is ranked number 1 in the state as well as they are 5-0 on the season. Centralia is 5-1 on the season with D-West as mentioned at 4-1. Clifton Clyde is a perfect 6-0, and they have an identical record with Frankfort. They are 2-0 as well, tied for fourth place with Lynn, who is 4-1 overall. Axel and Troy are tied for seventh at 1-2 in league play. 3-2 are the Axel Eagles, and Troy, they are 2-4. Washington County is in solo ninth place at 0-1 in league play and 2-2 overall. Onega and Valley Heights are both 0-2 and tied for 10th in the league. Onega is 3-2, and Valley Heights is 2-3. And Blue Valley and Wetmore still looking for their first wins as well as they are both 0-4, tied for 12th. And Blue Valley, they have one win with Wetmore 0-6. Blue Valley, they are 1-5 on the regular season. So this is going to be a big matchup here. Both these two teams trying to stay unbeaten in league play and stay towards the top of the TVL, which is very challenging to do considering how competitive this league is and so many darn teams. And they're all so good too. So should be a lot of fun to see who comes out on top here tonight. Let's go ahead and step aside for a break. We'll come back with some keys to the game and our starting lineups here on Kansas Land Radio.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa. Refrigerator and freezer. The internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together. Home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent. Which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you're paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528, 336-3528.
Kansaland Radio.
Frankfort, Donovan West. About to get this one underway here from Frankfort. Let's take a look at our starting lineups. First for the Frankfort girls. Number one, a 5'11 junior, Sydney Wapp. Number 11, a 5'8 sophomore, Breely Ebert. Number 12, a 5'6 junior, Emma Hardwick. Number 22, a 5'9 junior, Hattie Gross. And number 23, a 5'9 junior, Alexis Dollinghouse. And as for Donovan West, take a look at their starters. Number 3, a senior, Kyra Johnson. Number 4, also a senior, Claire Cole. Number 10, a sophomore, Brenna Eady. Number 23, a junior, Milena Wettstein. And number 40, a senior, Avery Weathersby. Frankfurt is coached by Brian Eberts, and Donovan West is coached by Harry Smith. Got a great one for you here this evening. Let's take a look at some of these keys to the games. First for Frankfurt, they got a couple of girls who can really stroke it from beyond the arc, including Tana Stowell. She shoots 41% from beyond the arc off the bench. See if she can come in and make an impact off of the bench. Hattie Gross, she's been unbelievable this year, she's averaging 12.6 points per game and has a plus-minus of 118 in the green. Emma Hardwick also 132 in the green. She is tied for second in scoring with 9.2 points a game next with Ebert, who also has 9.2 points per game. Gross also can rebound it well. She has 32 boards, second on the team compared to Sydney Watts, 35 rebounds. How about Emma Hardwick? 1.7 assist turnover ratio. And at National Dollinghouse, also a pretty solid turnover to assist ratio of 1.5. So being statistically in that range for Frankfurt, they'll be in a great spot as the number 8 team in the state. And as for Donovan West, they've won 3 games in a row, including a win over a then number 9 Valley Heights team that's kind of fallen on hard times, but their only loss was against a 6-0 Riverside, and they are a very solid team. So keep doing what you're doing if you're Donovan West. Let's go ahead and take another break because we have our national anthem coming up, and we'll have tip-off here from Frankfurt, here on 92.1 KMZA.
Have you noticed that banking is this big corporate thing? To these mega banks, you're just an account number. And no one seems to even notice. You're so wrapped up in other things. Well, snap out of it! There's a movement to take back control, to take back financial freedom, to take back banking. Kasasa is checking that rewards you for doing everyday things that you're already doing anyway. So join the movement. Take back banking with Kasasa.
Ask for Kasasa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today, and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
Exercising more, eating better, quitting a bad habit? These may be a few of the New Year's resolutions that you have in mind. What about your current insurance situation? As always, our all-year resolution at FBS Insurance Agency is to serve our community by protecting our friends and neighbors, both in good times and in times of need. We work with several different companies for both existing and new business to protect our customers. Contact me, Carrie Strom, or your local FBS insurance office to see how we can help.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
KMZA.
All right, here we go. Donovan West, Frankfurt, from Frankfurt to Juggernauts in its Twin Valley League. Here's a tip-off, and away we go. And it's won by the Wildcats. Once again, Frankfurt starting Wap, Ebert, Hardwick, Gross, and Dollinghouse. Pass back door, fake the pass. Now give it to Dollinghouse. She fires away the three. That one's off the mark. Offensive rebound, and a travel is called on the offensive rebound by Freely Eberts. Once again, look at your starters for Donovan West, Kyra Johnson, Claire Cole, Brenna Eady, Elena Wettstein, Avery Weathersby. Donovan West has 3 seniors in the starting lineup. As for Frankfurt, they don't have any seniors in their active roster. Here's a 3-ball on the way. Claire Cole, but she travels. So back-to-back travels from both teams. Karen Parthamer, the lone senior on the Frankfurt roster, not active for tonight's contest for the Frankfurt girls team. press for Donovan West, which they've done all season long, has worked very well. They are able to get across half court. Frankfurt does. Near side corner with it. Watt fires away the uncontested three. That one's left off the right side of the rim. Defensive rebound hauled in by Kyra Johnson, the senior, pushing up ahead. That pass thrown away by Watt. The 5'11 junior outlets the pass up ahead to the near side wing. And this is Frankfurt trying to set up against U.S. 2-3 zone. Nice backdoor cut and finishing down low on the near side block is Sydney Wapp, and we have our first basket of tonight's contest. The 5'11 junior for Frankfurt, Sydney Wapp. Here's a pass that's dropped and not hustling to get it, but being able to corral it in is Wettstein. Junior's going to drive it after collecting it, and she has it stripped, taken away by Ebert. Nice bounce pass, near side wing to the near side block and laid in by Emma Hardwick. 5'6 junior makes it 4-0 Frankfurt. Donovan West still looking to get their first shot up. Two possessions, two turnovers. Here's a drive in the paint. It's stripped and it's stolen away. Another turnover. Claire Cole had it stripped. Here's an outlet pass and that's turned over. Back to Donovan West. So both teams a little sloppy here to start. 6:16 left. First quarter, 4-0 favor of the Wildcats. A timeout is called and head coach Perry Smith not happy, and rightfully so. Take a look at what the teams have done so far in the season. We have a quick little timeout. Mustangs have won 3 in a row after defeating the likes of Valley Heights 38-37 on December the 16th. The lone loss was a 36-33 defeat at Riverside, 6-0 on the season. They averaged 44.8 points per game, allowing just 29.8 points per game. As for Frankfurt, how about a mid-season tournament win in Wabunsee with all wins of 20-plus points? Only one game has been less than a 20-point win. That was a 40-36 win against Valley Heights. And Frankfurt is averaging 54.5 points per game while giving up just 24.7. Seems like so far they've just done no wrong. Here's the inbound. They give it into Edie. Down low, working in the post. Picking it out. It's stripped up in the air and picked up by Claire Cole. So looking to get their first field goal attempt of the game is Donovan West. Senior drive, stops 50 feet out, gives up to the top of the key for Wettstein. Thinking about the long two, but opening on the ground. Handing it back to Edie. 5:48 now left to go, opening quarter. Nice pass in the entry to Weathersby, and she lays it in from the far side block. Weathersby has the first points for the Mustangs. Here's a pass that's kicked out of bounds on the inbound. He'll stay with Frank Versus now 4-2. Bounding for the Wildcats is Alexis Dollinghouse. And now we have our first substitution of the game as Katie Johnson, sophomore, checks in for D. West. Wide open on full court pass up to Love. Nice look and cut to the paint and score from Haiti Gross. And Gross gets her first points of the game. Bounce pass, near side wing to Cole. She'll put it on the floor, driving. Jump stop, pull up jumper. That one's no good from 12 feet off the left side of the rim. Rebound. Called in by Ebert. Ebert pushes. Can hit herself. Now switches to her right hand. She's quadruple team, so she kicks it out to the far side corner to Gross. So drive and she'll kick to the near side corner to Dollinghouse. Puts on the floor a couple times and stops. And she'll give it back. Bounce pass to Hardwick. She'll drive. Dump off pass. Shot up by Wapp. It's no good, but she's fouled going up. Our first foul of the game. Two free throws coming for the 5'11 junior, Sydney Wapp. 6-2 our score. Frankfurt leading against Donovan West. 4:57 left opening quarter. That foul is picked up by Katie Johnson. First free throw off the back iron, no good. Locked with a 2-point field goal already so far. So Ashlyn Dollinghouse gets her first minutes. 5-8 freshman. Second free throw. That one also off the back iron, no good. Rebound, Donovan West. Edie brings it up, past the far side wing. Lena Wettstein, driving right side, hands off to Weathersby, off balance, and she traveled. No, 3 seconds in the lane is the call. And even if she wasn't in the lane for 3 seconds, she fell over. It would have been a travel. Donovan West hoping that this full court press can spark some offense. Hasn't so far. Frankfurt's been able to break it flawlessly, and they do so again. Here's Wapp, a wide opening footer, no good from the near side short corner. Rebound called in by Weathersby. Poked away out of bounds by Emma Hardwick. It'll stay Donovan West basketball. We'll see if maybe Coach Smith goes away from the press because it has not worked so far. Far side wing with it now. Kyra Johnson, the senior, puts on the floor. Defended by Dollinghouse. Pass far side. Weatherby lobs up. Next picked off. Thrown away by Hardwick. Trying to make an entry pass inside to Katie Johnson. Near side corner. Three ball on the way. And that one left short by Dollinghouse. And loose ball on the rebound. Whistle leaves it out on. It's going to be last touch, I believe, by Donovan West. And it will be. Now 4:10 left first quarter. Still 6-2. Frankfurt in the lead. Hardwick to inbound, the 5'6 junior for the Wildcats. Looking for someone to get open. Lob it. And it's deflected, but it's going to be called in. Finds the hands of Gross. She'll go to work. Trying to cross up Katie Johnson. She drives and kicks into the corner. Three ball too strong. On her own miss. Offensive rebound, Emma Hardwick. Miss at three. Another chance for Frankfurt. Now halfway through this first quarter. Stopping and giving it up is Ebert. And Watt goes to work. Hands it off. A spin to the inside, and good recovery by the Donovan West defense, and jump ball as Hardwick can get free from the Donovan West Mustangs defense. Alexa Stallinghouse checks in. So check in for Sydney Watt. Weathersby to inbound, go the full distance. As the Mustangs offense trying to get something going here. Averaging 45 points a game. We're off to a bit of a slow start here in this contest. Frankfurt, number 8 in the state. Don't have any rankings coming out today. But on January the 10th, next Tuesday, we'll have a fresh new set of rankings from the KBCA. Entry pass is knocked away. Katie Johnson on the trying to make the catch on the near side block. It's poked away. Atlanta Whitstein trying to feed it to her. Jonathan West squad has a lot of great athletes. Third place in the state volleyball tournament. Drive left side. It's stripped away in a steal from Alexa Stallinghouse. Excuse me, that's Gross on the steal. She'll drive and she'll actually fire a three. That one's no good. Offensive rebound. That one's no good on the putback by Hardwick. Rebound Donovan West. Full court pass up ahead. And they'll actually bring it back. Claire Cole thought about doing something with it. Said she gives it back to Edie. Here's Weathersby, top of the key. Now near side wing for Edie. This on the floor with a left hand. Good defense by Hardwick. She'll hand it off. Three ball on the way by Whitstein. That one left a little bit short. Rebound from Ebert. 2:53 to play opening quarter. 6-2 still our score. Frankfurt leading at home against Donovan West. Top of the post. Ebert goes to work. Now retreating to the Frankfurt logo at midcourt. Trying to shake free from Claire Cole. Playing good on ball defense. Kicks it into the corner. Driving middle. Gross puts up the shot, no good off the glass. Offensive rebound. Good hustle by Alexis Dollinghouse. Gives Frankfurt another try. They've been good on the offensive rebound, offensive glass so far. Top of the key. Going to her left. Going to drive. Ebert has to give it up. Reverse layup is no good. It's going to be an offensive foul. See who that's on. That one's going to go against Gross. So Hattie Gross picks up her first personal and team first as well. Only 2 fouls so far in this one. That's been an unphysical game, just not a whole lot of fouls so far. The team's playing smart defense, and the score resembles that. But 2:08 left to go, first quarter, still 6-2. In a few minutes of play, since we've had a basket, top the key, Weathersby gives it far side wing to Edie. And Edie is bumped. Are they going to say that's an offensive foul? I think it is. Nobody reacted to the foul. And it is. Offensive foul against Brenna Edie. That's her first, team second. Or no, they're actually going to say that was against Kyra Johnson, beg your pardon. That would have been an illegal screen if that's the case. That was a push-off, but instead Kyra Johnson has called for an offensive foul on an illegal screen. The Frankfurt goes to work, trying to extend their lead. Currently sits at 4. One dribble baseline. Now retreating back to the corner is Alexis Dollinghouse. Entry goes to Lob. Now kick it out. Three ball on the way. That one is here from Hannah Stoll. Talked about her ability to knock down the three ball. 42% from beyond the arc. She knocks one down there. It's 9-2 Frankfurt. Near side wait for Claire Cole. The senior goes to work. It's a screen pick and roll with Weathersby. They'll now enter it inside to her from the far side block. Works to the middle, and she's fouled, going up, and she'll get two free throws. Avery Weathersby, some good length inside. That foul will be called against Hardwick. That is her first and team second. So two free throws coming up for the senior Avery Weathersby. First free throw on the way. Left it a little bit short. She has a lone 2 points for Donovan West so far. The West is 3-0, tied for first in the TBL. Frankfurt half came back at 2-0. Second free throw. On the way for the Mustang four. That one rattles out. Ball tipped up in the air a couple times, but called in by Stoll. She'll outlet it to the far side to Gross. Cross-court pass, corner to corner. What about the long two for Alexa Dollinghouse, then gives it up. Three ball on the way, far side wing, way off the mark. Ball batted up in the air, and getting her own miss is Gross. To go back to work to the top of the key. Leads to the near side wing, now on the near side corner. 53 seconds left, first quarter. Top of the key. Turning right, spinning middle is Hardwick. Now firing away another three is Stoll. That one is good again. 2 for 2 from beyond the arc. She has six, it's 12-2. 40 seconds and counting left. D. West still looking for their second field goal of the game. They haven't scored in a good 4 minutes of game action. Now 30 seconds left. Kyra Johnson puts on the floor. She'll drive right now, kick it out. Top of the key, Weathersby goes left side, kicks it out to Edie. Puts on the floor with her left hand, excuse me, her right hand, beg your pardon. Goes to the middle of the court with 19 seconds left. Bounce pass near side wing to Johnson. Senior surveys. Now cross court pass, wing to wing, and over the head of intended target, Claire Cole. Another opportunity for the Mustangs with 12.8 seconds left, already up by 10. Fantastic opening quarter for the Wildcats. Could get even better right here. 10 seconds now left. U.S. applying pressure. Gross gets it with 8 seconds left. Near side wing. Tops the key. And now back to Gross. Dribbles to the top of the key. 5 seconds. And Stoll has a look for 3 for 2 seconds. That one's good again. That's a buzzer for Tana Stoll. She has 9 points. And it's 15-2 at the end of the first quarter. What a first quarter for the Wildcats. To step aside for a minute. You're listening to high school basketball here, 92.1 KMZA.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Beer Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
KMZA.
Frankfurt gets the ball out of the break. They lead it 15-2 over Donovan West. As the pass is deflected out of bounds, Tana Stoll, the story of this quarter so far, 9 points on 3 3-pointers. Inbound, far side. Stoll gets the inbound. Back underway. Trying to shake Claire Cole, and she cannot. She travels. The West gets stopped on their opening defensive possession. Lone Mustang steal goal made by Avery Weathersby. Now with about 5 minutes left in the first quarter. Goal looking aggressive. Hand it off, Edie. Lobs it inside, Weathersby, shot up, and one. Getting her going, the senior forward with 4 points. Seems this game was in reach. But as we trying to finish off the old-fashioned 3-point play, she cannot, but an offensive rebound. Now it's loose on the floor, It's going to be a jump ball. Good hands by Emma Hardwick to put the ball free on the offensive rebound by Weckstein. Possession arrow in favor of the Stags. Inbound for Kyra Johnson of Donovan West. A lot of it to Weathersby. He'll hand it off near the elbow. Pull-up jumper, 10-footer. Good. Kyra Johnson gets her first basket. That's the first basket apart from Avery Weathersby. It's 15-6. So 4-point possession for D. West. There are three possessions away from tying it up. Lop to the top of the key, a far side wing into the corner. Here's three ball on the way from Alexis Dollinghouse, left it short. And rebound goes to Johnson. Now that pass to Edie, bounce pass to Weathersby, too far behind her, but it finds the hands of Claire Cole in the perimeter. They'll now set up the offense 1 minute into the second quarter. 15-6, our score. Weckstein gives it to Johnson. Senior tells Edie to come get the ball. Point guard will now set up this offense. Frank Curtin man-to-man. Far side corner. Cole has it. Senior drives middle and lost the handle, but bounces to her teammate Johnson. Bob to pull in the corner once again. A minute and a half now gone in this second period. Edie from the top of the key drives right, now crosses over. Throws it back to Johnson. Not much going on in this offensive possession for D. West here so far. Right in the middle, Weckstein and contact, and she's fouled. Is she going up or foul on the floor? We'll see. They're going to say she was going up. It looked like she was trying to get a shot up, but kind of came out of her hand as if she was stripped of the ball. That foul is going to go against Gross, and that's big because that's her second personal already. Team foul number 4. This free throw is pure for Weckstein, her first point of the game. Addie Gross, leading scorer for Frankfurt, is going to have to come take a seat. One more free throw for Weckstein. Second one on the way, and that one is off the left part of the rim, but a long rebound by Weathersby. Alexa Cole, and they'll get another try at this. 15-7 our score. U.S. has outscored Frankfurt 5-0 in the first 2 minutes of the second quarter. Spinning real nice backdoor cut. Weckstein lays it in. Fantastic job by Milena Weckstein to recognize defense wasn't covering her. She cut back door, sees the pass on the far side baseline, and laid it in. It's now 15-9. Right back in this ball game is Donovan West. Pass inside, it's thrown away by Kyra Johnson. And now a double dribble by Johnson. She wanted a guard to come and see the pass, but she put it on the floor. It was kind of in between the pass and a dribble, and she double dribbled it. So another chance for Frankfurt here, hoping they can capitalize and get their first points in the second quarter. Inbound top of the keys. We now have a 2-possession ball game here from Frankfurt, D. West, and Frankfurt. Good off-ball defense by Brenda Eady, not allowing the catch to be made at first by Hardwick. And now she comes in, flex the pass. Good ball off of a catch by Ashlyn Dollinghouse, and she knocks down the 3. 5-8 freshman gets Frankfurt on the board for the first time in this period. And it's 18-9. Cole will now try to get things going for D. West as they try to respond. Far side wing, driving middle is Kyra Johnson, dumps it back. Cole will now hand it off to Edie. Fires away a 17-footer off the dribble. That one's no good. Off the backboard, rebound goes to Sydney Watt. Pushing up ahead. And Dollinghouse cross-court pass just to Ebert. Ebert has it poked by Johnson. She gets it back, though. Good defense by the senior. Backdoor cut middle. Hardwick tries to dish it off, and she travels. So Hardwick, it was a good try. Just tried to hold on to the ball, but she took an extra step. She kind of lost it a little bit, so it would be D-West ball, 18-9. Wildcats still with the lead with 4:40 to go, second quarter. Edie bringing it up for the Mustangs. Nice crossover dribble, bounce pass, top the key. Weckstein almost got tripped up, but drives all the way into the lane, and this is the layup, too, a little too strong. It was contested, and now a foul is called against Frankfurt. I believe that's going to go against Emma Hardwick. Team foul number 5, and it is going to go against Hardwick, and that is her second foul. So Gross with 2 and Hardwick with 2. She'll stay in the game for the meantime. Inbound to Weckstein, and double team, puts the shot up a little too strong. Rebound, Frankfurt. Hardwick with it. Long pass, far side corner for Ebert. Going to buy Kyra Johnson, puts on the floor a couple times with her left hand. Now goes to her right, now back to her left. Hands off in the middle of the court. Cindy Walk, the 5'11 junior, has it inside, and a whistle and a foul against Jonathan West. I believe that's against Weathersby. And in this case, that's just her first, and it is. Team foul number three. 4:07 left to go. So near the halfway point here in quarter number two. 18-9, Frankfurt leading at home against Jonathan West. Frankfurt trying to grow their lead with the possession. Wap hands it off. Hardwick, near side, three ball on the way by Dollinghaus, and it's good again. Ashlyn Dollinghaus has scored all the points for Frankfurt in the second quarter. It's 21-9. She now has six with a pair of threes. Johnson drives middle, gives up to Edie. She's going to fire away a three. That one is good. Good response by Donica West. Brenna Edie has her first points of the game, and timeout is called by Coach Smith of Donovan West. And we'll step aside for 30 seconds. You're listening to our Game of the Week, KMZA.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, HeinenTrueValue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
3:42 left to go, second quarter. Frankfurt leading Donovan West 21-12. Here from Frankfurt, Wildcats with the ball. New West going back to their press. Haven't done as much here in the second quarter. Wasn't very successful, but now they get a steal off of it with Clark Cole and a whistle and a foul against the Wildcats. They get their first turnover forced on the press out of the break, and it's a big one. That foul is going to go against Hebert, their first team sixth. So they'll have free throws going the rest of the way. Possibly a chance to make it a two-possession game once again with a three-pointer. There's B, near side, Edie, now top to E. Thompson, drives to her left. Get out, far side wing, Nicole hands it back to Leathersby. From the corner, she drives middle, going to her right, shot up, good. And Leathersby has six. She leads Donovan West in scoring. And now the press broken by Gross, so she's back in the game with two fouls. Wap gets it. And now holds on to it from the far side wing, signaling for Dollinghaus to come get it. And she does. Freshman gets up her dribble. High post catch for Wap. Goes to work in the post. Spin to the middle. Shot up, fading away. No good, but an offensive rebound. High up and last, no good. On the putback by Alexis Dollinghaus. Rebound down up to West. Mustang pushing it. Edie. No look pass into the corner for Cole. Now she gives up her dribble. Pass inside. This is for Johnson. Weathersby, she cuts in the lane, shot up, trying to go for one again, missing the left side from the right part of the paint, and rebound for the Wildcats. Nice crossover dribble. Rose pushes up ahead, 3-on-1. Nice pass to Dollinghaus, and she'll score again. She now has all 8 second quarter points for Frankfurt, and it's 23-14. 2.5 now left to go, second quarter. Edie at the far side wing for Cole. Off to Weathersby. She'll drive once again, pick near side corner for Edie. Screen from Tyra Johnson goes to her left, the top of the key, lob pass for Johnson down low, and falling away, gives it to her sister, long three on the way by Kyra Johnson, that one's a little too strong, long rebound by Edie, pass inside to Cole, in the paint, shot, no good, but she's fouled. So that one will go against Ebert again, that is her second. And free throws are coming for Claire Cole, she's going to get two though. Go for first points of the game. First one on the way. That one a little too strong. With Stein back in for Donovan West and Emma Hardwick back in for Frankfurt. Katie Johnson and Eddie Gross exiting for both teams. 2:07 now left to go, second quarter. 23-14 our score. Second free throw on the way. That one is good. Claire Cole has her first point of the evening. Five different scores for D-West so far. Frankfurt has matched that total as well. Anna Stoll leads the Wildcats in scoring with 9. Got 3 3-pointers in the first quarter. Ashton Dollinghaus also has 8. 23-15. Rest for D-West. Almost a turnover, but pass is caught by Hardwick. Nice catch. A little bit low. Hardwick has it, top to Key, past near side corner, up fake, drive middle is Alexis Dollinghouse. Now for Ashlyn Dollinghouse, she drives right to the short corner, kicks it out, but about the three-pointer by her sister, Alexis Dollinghouse, inside to Sydney Watt, looking to kick it out, and she does. Here's Alexis with it. 1:38 now left to go, second quarter. Entry pass, Watt, nice post move over a double team, she's fouled going up. Sure, Frankfurt would love to get her going here. 5'11 junior gets some free throws after the personal foul committed by Kyra Johnson. That is her second. Official first saying one free throw. She does get two. First one on the way. High arcing free throw is good. First free throw made of the eve for the Wildcats. So Johnson to the bench for D. West. Lena Leatherman getting her first minutes. Second free throw, that one is good as well. Two for two. That trip for Sydney Watt. It's 25-15 with a minute, 30 seconds now left to go. So here's Leatherman with her first catch of the night. Driving left all the way in the lane is Wettstein. A good take, but misses a layup long, but an offensive rebound by Claire Cole. Leatherman bounce pass near side corner. Weathersby gets the shoe cutting. Wettstein and among three Wildcats makes the catch, and she's fouled. She'll get 1-1 free throws coming. What a pass by Weathersby. Again, there was three defenders in the area. Was able to find the right spot for a wet sign to make the catch. That foul committed by Sydney Watt. That is her first, team's eighth. Front end of the 1-1 is good. So wet sign, who was 0-2 in the last trip from the free throw line, makes her first. Second one on the way. That one is good as well. So she now has 5 points. With 1:11 left to go, second quarter, it's 25-17 Frankfurt. Rest coming for the Mustangs. Inbound. Trying to get across half court. Ashlyn Dollinghouse is able to do it with her left hand. She stops. Cross court pass. Stowell is back in the game. Zebert putting it on the floor against Claire Cole. Pass intended for Ashlyn Dollinghouse, stolen away, popped out of her hands. Wettstein takes it herself off the steal and lays it in. The junior now has 7, all her points coming in the second quarter. 43 seconds left, back to a two-possession game, it's 25-19. Here's Alexis Dollinghouse, past the near side wing. Heber puts it on the floor, to look towards the middle of the court. Now back to the near side, spins back to the middle. Hands it off. Driving left side, it's Gross. She stops at the near side short corner. 25 seconds left. Stowell's going to fire away a three, trying for a fourth. That one no good, but a long offensive rebound goes to Riley Ebert. Entry pass to Gross, and she dribbles off a defender's knee. That was Weathersby, and Leatherman comes up with it for D. West. 10 seconds left. Here's Edie, with now 6, crossover dribble. Going to buy Gross, gives to Leatherman, 5 seconds. Now in the paint, Weathersby shoots up with 3 seconds left, shot up no good. And rebound, Frankfurt makes the end of the first half. So a 17-point quarter for D. West gets them back in this one. Our score is 25-19. We'll have our halftime coming up here in just a second. Here on 92.1 KMZA.
Eggs are cheaper in the country. Tires are too.
Score big savings on Kenda Tires at Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Kenda Tires deliver premium performance at a value price. And if you buy four at Wilson's Direct, you get free roadside hazard coverage and free rotations too. Get out of town and save on Kenda Tires at Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton.
There's only one, Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
NVCH is proud to have Dr. Thompson in our outpatient clinic. Dr. Thompson is an ophthalmologist who specializes in cataracts. A cataract is a clouding of the lens in the eye that affects the vision. More than half of all Americans will have cataracts by the age of 80, and surgery is the only way to remove a cataract. If you believe that you have cataracts or other eye issues you need to see a specialist for, ask your local physician or optometrist to see Dr. Thompson at NVCH. We're people you know, care you trust.
If you need placement for a member of your family in an adult care setting, consider Oakley Place Adult Care Home in Seneca. This new facility was designed and built from the experience of operating care facilities since 1995. It provides uncompromising care as an alternative to the larger institution-like facilities. A home-like setting and a high staff-to-resident ratio has shown to be a far better living environment that's less confusing, especially for those suffering from dementia. Set up a tour at Oakley Place in Seneca today by calling 785-748-1822.
People, products, knowledge. We have it all for you at Helena Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
At the break, Frankfort leading at home against Donovan West, 25-19. We now have our halftime show brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. All right, let's take a look at our first half leading scores. Let's start off with Donovan West. Leading the way in scoring is Melina Wettstein, who had a 7-point second quarter. She did a fantastic job in the latter portion of the quarter to keep the West in this one. Avery Weathersby, also a nice half as well. She has 6 points. 3 points for Brenna Eady. She knocked down a contested three-pointer, their lone three-pointer of the day. Kyra Johnson has a 2-point field goal, and Claire Cole has a free throw. As for Frankfort, leading the way in scoring is Tina Stoll. She had 9 points with 3 first-quarter three-pointers. Also, Ashlyn Dollinghouse has 8. She had a pair of three-pointers in the second quarter, as well as a 2-point field goal. Also, 4 points for Sydney Wapp with a couple of free throws in the second quarter. And a couple of 2-point field goals apiece for Emma Hardwick and Hattie Gross. So Hattie Gross has been kind of stymied by that really good Donovan West defense, but it's been a couple of players showing up off of the bench that have been really helping this team stay in this one and stay out in front, because both Ashlyn Dollinghouse and Tana Stoll are off the bench. So that's some things you'd love to see if you're Frankfort, that you're winning games with not just having one or two players that are scoring, you're having a bunch of people get involved in your offense. I'm sure that Coach Everett is very happy with the way that his team has played so far for the most part. Of course, a few areas that I'm sure they would like to clean up. Second part of, or rather the latter part of the second quarter, D. West was able to get back into the game. And Coach Perry Smith trying to keep D. West perfect in TBL play. They were 3-0. Both teams are perfect in TBL play so far, with Frankfort at 2-0. The Wildcats, they are number 8 according to the latest KBCA poll that was released all the way back for Christmas on December 20th. We'll get a fresh new one coming up next Tuesday, and we'll get a better idea of where things are in terms of the big picture in the state. Not that it matters too terribly much. I'm sure if you ask both these coaches if they care or not about the KBCA poll, I'm sure they care less. And it's one of those things where it's nice to be ranked, but it's not exactly something you're striving for. So that's where we stand, 25-19. Our score at the break. Frankfort trying to keep things up in the second half. We'll step aside for another break. We'll be back with the second half here on 92.1 KMCA.
Whether you're going to spend your time on the golf course or jetting off to some popular vacation spots or simply spending time with your family, it's time to start saving for that nest egg, and United Bank and Trust can help you do that with an IRA. Offering a full line of IRAs, United Bank and Trust has trained professionals to help you begin planning for your future. On the course, on the road, or at home, United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition, Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
So I switched my insurance to State Farm, and get this. I talked to an actual State Farm agent who lives in my actual town, and get this. My actual agent in my actual town gave me actual help with the coverage I needed, and get this. My actual agent in my actual town who gave me actual help actually knows my name, and get this. They actually say it's called service.
See Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
FM KMZA.
All right, got about 3 minutes left here in our halftime break. Frankfurt, Doniger West, two of the top teams in the TVL. Take a look once again at the standings. Hanover and Centralia, along with Doniger West, at 3-0. With Hanover, the only unbeaten team overall among those three teams, at 5-0. Centralia is 5-1, as mentioned. C-West 4-1. Tied for fourth is Clifton Clyde, Frankfurt, and Lynn. Clifton Clyde and Frankfurt are both 2-0 and 6-0. As for Lynn, they are 2-0 and 4-1 overall. Axtell and Troy are tied for seventh at 1-2 in league play. The Eagles are 3-2. As for Troy, they are 2-4. Washington County is in solo ninth. They're the only team that is by themselves in the standings, as they are 0-1 in TVL play, 2-2 overall. Onega, Valley Heights are both tied for 10th at 0-2 in league play. 3-2 is Onega, and 2-3 is Valley Heights. And tied for 12th at 0-4 is Blue Valley Randolph and Wetmore, as they're both 0-4. 1-5 are the Rams, and 0-6 are the Cardinals. So a big one with a lot of implications early on in league play. Let's take a look now at some of the other games going on around the area. Blue Valley Randolph is at Clifton Clyde. Other games include Jefferson County North at McLouth in the NEKL. Also in that league, Jackson Heights is hosting Valley Falls. You can watch that game on the Cobra Channel if you would like at MSCSports.net. Also in the NEKL, Oskaloosa, they're at Horton. Hanover is at Lynn. The Axtell Eagles are hosting the Onega Buffaloes right now. Valley Heights is at Washington County. And back to the NEKL, Pleasant Ridge hosting Atchison County Community High School. All right, so we're going to go ahead and step aside for one more minute. We'll be back with our third quarter here on our Game of the Week, brought to you by Peru State College on 92.1 KMZA.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you? There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
Frankfurt with the first possession out of break, 25-19. The Wildcats lead the Mustangs of Doniger West. Driving to the left is Ebert, and a jump ball. Good job by Claire Cole. Get her hands in there. And a jump ball, possession arrow, in favor of the Mustangs. 7 points for Milena Wettstein, leading Doniger West in scoring. As for Frankfurt, 9 points for Anna Stowell. So here is Edie with the ball for the first time. Weathersby catches it near side elbow, puts on the floor, and a whistle and a 3-second call. Second time D-West has been called for that. and was it against Johnson? Looks like it might have been. Last one was against Weathersby back in the second quarter. Already 42 seconds gone in this third quarter. The West, not exactly a high-pressure press this time, but they do bring some pressure. High pass gets leap by Emma Hardwick. The 5'6 junior corrals the pass. Gives it to Wobb at the top of the keys. Now puts on the floor. Hanging off to Hardwick. Pass the far side wing, and that ball is thrown away out of bounds. Trying to go to Greeley Ebert, but she couldn't haul in the pass. The Mustangs get it right back. No shots attempted yet. Both teams turning it over here. How we started this game. Cole has a near side wing on top to keep the Weathersby. Far side wing, Edie has it. Entry pass, low post, far side. Shot left short by Kyra Johnson, but an offensive rebound. High post catch, driving left is Whitfine. She's rejected that there by Watt. One-handed rejection for the 5'11 forward for Frankfurt. Here come the Wildcats. Jump stop, pull up a jumper for Gross, and then she rattles in. Kind of an awkward bounce off the rim. And she has her second field goal of the game. She has four. It's 27-19 Frankfurt. AD from the top of the key is Frankfurt back in their man-to-man defense. Entry pass beautifully done, but Johnson rejected. And it's going to be last touched out of bounds by Frankfurt. D-West will get the ball underneath the Frankfurt basket. 6:10 remaining in the third quarter. 8-point lead for the Wildcats. Inbound, high post, driving left. Shot up over a double team. No good by Westheim. Right back to Westheim, but she loses the ball after putting on the floor once. Scramble for the loose ball. Gross picks it up for Frankfurt. She looks to push. Give it up for Hardwick. Fires away the three. That one is good. Didn't have a great hand placement on the ball, but didn't matter. She spun it in either way. It's 30-19. Hardwick now has 5 points. Claire Cole trying to find something to do with it. Now still drive. Right side. Gets past her defender. And high off the glass and good. Cole looked like she was stuck, but she drove it all the way into the paint. Falling way to her right, banks it home. She has her first field goal. She has three. It's 30-21 now. Far side corner catch, dribbling to the wing. And giving it up. Gross goes middle. All the way to the near side elbow. Hands it off to Hardwick. She goes to her left. From the near side. That's backdoor cut. And Ebert is stopped. So give it out of there. Cross-court pass. Wing to wing. Near side Gross. Hands it back to Watt, fires away the long two. That one no good. 1 foot inside 3-point line. And B. West with the defensive rebound. Here's Edie, has the lane to drive, but it's closed immediately by Emma Hardwick. Good defense on the way back. Here's Cole, shot on the run again. That one pops out halfway down. It sneaks out of there for Claire Cole. Frankfurt with the rebound. Gross looking to push once again. Soft short corner two. That one is terror by Alexis Dullingham. As her first points of the game, and it's 32-21 with 4.5 to go in the third quarter. Edie goes to the far side, hands it off to Westheim, dribbling to her left, has an open lane, can't lay it in with the left hand, and a foul is called against D. West on the rebound. So goes the other way. It was a good look for Westheim, but she couldn't lay it in. And the subs are going to come in before the foul call, and now looks like it is going to be against Kyra Johnson. That is her third personal team foul, numero uno. First foul from either team as the U.S. brings the press after the foul against the Mustangs. Far side, entry pass. Gross has an open lane to drive and misses the shot. Perhaps tights herself out with how open she was, and jump ball on the rebound saves Frankfurt. It's a little awkward when you see yourself that open and you pull up, kind of psych yourself out a little bit. 32-21 still our score. 4:11 remaining, quarter number three. Inbound for the Wildcats. The top of the key. Watt hands it off. Part of it goes to her right. Shut up off the glass, off the side of the glass. Gets her a miss. She's triple teamed, trying to get it out of there. She does so. Dribbling it with her one knee on the ground was Gross and eventually jumped up. Good job by Kyra Johnson to stay with the play. And Jonathan West gets the ball with a possession error. The official underneath the basket said it was Frankfurt ball, but it was incorrect. I think they do have it right. Two of the three officials had it correct. but I think the scores table didn't have it right. Now they have it right. 3:59 to go, quarter number three, 32-21. Reminder that our boys' game is coming up. Put those two teams trying to play a little bit better than they did in the first half of the season, quote-unquote first half. Jonathan West, 0-6 on the year, 0-3 in league play. Frankfurt also winless in league play, 0-2, but they do have a win in the regular season. It's a seventh-place victory in the World Bunch Tournament against Northern Heights. Back underway in this one. The West does have the ball, confirming it with the scores table. Bounce pass to Cole, near side wing. Now halfway through this third quarter. Ed dribbles to the middle of the court, gives up near side wing. Clark Cole trying to penetrate, so gives out back to Brandon Edie. Point guard for Jonathan West. Gives up to Lena Leatherman, who checked in during that last stoppage of play. Stop a screen, drives, kicks. Right about the three was Cole, now she'll drive. Only gets to the elbow, and give it to Weathersby. Goes into the lane and scores. And for the top of the key, going to her right. Finding an open lane, her first point to the quarter. She is eight. These teams scoring at 32-23. Frankfurt still with a 9-point lead. Throws table to Growlithe, cross half court, breaking the press. Wide open alone, near side is Ashlyn Dollinghouse. But she didn't catch it in time to put up a shot, as now Locke drives from the middle and can't score it. Rebound D. West going the other way. Weathersby going end to end, but she traveled. She ran into a brick wall. That was Sydney Locke. Good defense by the junior in the back after the minute. Locke stops 2:57 left to go in the third quarter. And it's stolen. 5'6" junior. Knocked down three threes in the first quarter. And still leads the team in scoring. Ashlyn Dollinghouse and Tana Stoll combining for 17 of the 32 points. Both coming off the bench here. Stoll has it. Far side wing. Hands it off to the corner to Gross. Now gets it back to Stoll. Right back to Gross. Far side wing. Dribbles it through the middle of the court. Comes to the near side. And up to Hardwick. Gets screen. Pick and roll to Wop. In the middle of the paint. Gets on the floor. She trips. And blocking foul is going to be called against Mustangs, and she is slow to get up. Might have hit her head. And that foul will go against Kyra Johnson again. That is her fourth. It's team foul number two. Both of those fouls for D-West have been committed by Kyra Johnson. And I think it was the WAP who hit her head. Is she still on the court? Perhaps having her cage rattled a little bit. She's kind of holding the back of her head. Now both teams go to their bench. 2.5 minutes left to go in quarter number three. Coming up for both of these teams after tonight's contest, Jonathan West, they will be back at home against Washington County coming up this Friday. And then next week on Tuesday, they'll be hosting Centralia. And then they have the TVL tournament right after that. As for Frankfurt, they are on the road for their next two games. On Friday, they're at Hanover. And then they are going to be at Wetmore next Tuesday before the TVL tournament. So as we start to get towards the mid-season tournament, TVL tournament, that's going to be in Washington County. And that's going to be a lot of fun, all the teams getting together and trying to duke it out for some bragging rights in the middle of the season and set the tone for the end of January and into February where the games really matter. But in the TVL play with 13 teams and trying to get around full round robins, very difficult to do with all those teams. Every single game counts. And a reminder that some of the other games going on tonight in the TVL include Blue Valley at Clifton Clyde as Watt now comes to her feet and continuing to hold on to her head. As good to see her walking off. Other games in the TVL include Hanover at Lynn, Onega at Axel, and Valley Heights at Washington County. The Big Seven not in action tonight. The NEKL is also in action with JCN at McLeod, the Valley Falls at Jackson Heights, Oskaloosa at Horton, and Pleasant Ridge. I don't know what happened there. I'm good. Let's get back into it. Student have to play in the third quarter, 32-23, Frankfurt. They have the ball, and the inbound is to Gross. Post move, shot up no good, going to her left. Offensive rebound, though, give it back to Gross. That one's no good. And that second try by Alexis Dollinghouse, the rebound by Dollinghouse, is all for naught. U.S. now going the other way. Edie from the top of the key, bounce pass near side wing, dribbling to the middle of the court, now in the lane, dishing it off to Weathersby, shot up, falling to her right, that was no good, offensive rebound, Katie Johnson puts it back. sophomore Katie Johnson with her first point of the night. It's 32-25. They break the press. Hardwick past the far side corner to Stoll. One dribble. Gross fires up the three. That one's left short. And a pushing foul is called against Donovan West. That's going to go against Katie Johnson. It's her second personal. Team foul number three. Frankfurt has yet to commit a team foul here in the second half. Clock stops at 1:46. Hardwick on the inbound. Lobs it up. Gives it to Alexis Dollinghouse. Hands it off to Gross. For the 15-footer, so gives up three ball on the corner near side. It's here from Brittany Everts. She has her first points of the game. And it's 35-25. Big time three for the Wildcats, keeping the Mustangs at arm's length. Cole drives middle from the near side wing, and a backdoor pass to nobody. She thought Westside was going to keep running, but she stopped, and miscommunication causes a turnover. Frankfurt gets the ball back, 1:22 now left. Largest lead of the game was 12, trying to possibly tie or beat that right here. Gross pass over the head of Dollinghouse and finds the corner for Emma Hardwick for the three. That is her second three of the night. She has eight. And it's 38-25, now has our largest lead of the game. Actually, their largest lead was at the end of the first quarter, 15-2. Here's an entry pass to Katie Johnson. Shot up no good. It was a good look from Weathersby, but the sophomore couldn't finish. And now the Wildcats can get their biggest lead. Drive, shot up next screen, but no good on the shot from Gross, but an offensive rebound. Screen applied by, that was Ever that time. Driving harder to Gross. Head fake. Drives middle. Pass Cole. Ball scores free. It's a turnover. Steal goes to Katie Johnson. Edie looking to push. And the point guard dumps it off to the forward Weathersby. And she can't lay it in, but she's fouled. Far side block. First team foul against Frankfurt. And they will charge that one to Dollinghouse. That is going to be her first personal. No, her second, beg your pardon. First free throw for Weathersby is here. For Avery Weathersby, the senior forward, now with 9 points, leading the team in scoring. Second try on the way. That one too strong off the heel. Rebound goes right in the hands of Greeley Ebert. Ashlyn Dollinghouse gives it back. Top of the key. Ever goes to work. Katie Johnson can be on to a defender. Hardwick with 10 seconds left. Drives the baseline. Nice wraparound pass. Shot up. There's no good, but it's fouled. Going up. It's Dollinghouse. Alexis Dollinghouse. 5'9 junior will go to the free throw line to shoot two with 5 seconds left in the third quarter. Foul number four. And that's the first personal against Weststein. First free throw on the way, and that one's too strong. More free throw, and there is 5 seconds for whoever gets the rebound here. It's on the way, and that one, no good off the right side. Rebound came to Johnson for D. West. 3 seconds left, rushing half forward, 2 seconds. Pass for Steve on the run. Off of her left foot is no good, and that is how the third quarter comes to a close. 38-26. Frankfurt has stayed in front the entire way. Can they pull it out? Will D. West make a comeback? Find out after this break here on our Game of the Week, brought to you by Peru State College here on 92.1 KMZA.
We are having such a good hair day.
Selfie time!
Oh, that reminds me. That's not a selfie. I'm taking a picture of this check I just got. With my institution's mobile deposit app, the money goes straight into my free Kasafa checking account.
So, a check selfie?
A selfie? Oh, no, not a thing.
With state-of-the-art Kasafa checking, you get cash rewards and nationwide ATM withdrawal fee refunds every month you qualify.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
KMZA.
Fourth quarter underway here from Frankfort. D West trailing Frankfort 38-26. Wildcats with the ball out of the break. And away we go. Here's Gross. Running through the left, kicks it out. Three ball on the way from Hardwick. That one will too strong. Offensive rebound by Gross, and she puts it back and in. Maddie Gross, she now has 6 points, and it's 40-26. Entry pass goes to Katie Johnson. The sophomore is held. And I think that one's going to go against Everett, and it will. That is going to be her third personal, team foul number two. And head coach Brian Ebert, not too happy with the call. Here's the inbound to Weathersby. High post drive. Right in. She scores and one. Tough shot as she fell to the floor. She was double teamed. So the hoop and the harm. As Lexi Dollinghouse picks up her third personal, team foul number three. Free throw on the way. That one is good. Her second free throw make of the game. She has 12 points. Now 40-29. Frankfort, nice pass inside. Ashlyn Dollinghouse can't lay it in. Gets her on this. Second strike and one. Ashlyn Dollinghouse had 8 points in the second quarter. She gets her first basket since then. She has 10. So count the basket. It's 42-29. Nice response by the Wildcats. Emma Hardwick. She has 8 points for Frankfort. 9 for Stoll. Because that free throw is good. Now, Ashton Dollinghouse leading the way with 11 points. 43-29, Frankfort. Cole dribbles to her right, gives it up briefly for lobbing it inside. Nice look. Shot up no good by Katie Johnson. Gets her a miss, and she's now going up, just like Frankfort. But that one didn't go in. There's another nice pass. Maybe Weathersby, the senior forward, not just dangerous on the inside, but she's fantastic. Finding open defenders, open teammates, over getting passes over defenders. First free throw for the sophomore forward on its way. That was no good off the left side of the rim. 6:58 left to go in the game. 43-29 Frankfort. Both teams trying to stay perfect in TPL play. Second one on the way. That one's no good. Rebound goes to Ashton Dollinghouse. Dribbles into a double team. Now gives up the near side wing. Top of D for Gross. Gross kind of crossover dribble in the far side corner. Hardwick fires away a three. That one's no good off the right side. Ball batted up in the air in the hands of Weathersby. She'll bring it up herself on the right side of the court. Hand it off. We're giving it up to Edie. Tara Johnson now with it. She'll hand it off to Weathersby. Dribbles to the middle. Trying to find the lane. She can't, so she gives it out to Claire Cole. Hands it off to Edie. Pick and roll. Now a long two on the way by Edie is pure. Edie with the range. That is her second field goal of the day. Knocked down a three-pointer in the second quarter. Timeout is called after the make by Coach Smith. 43-31 Frankfort. 6:20 to go in the game. We'll step aside for 30 seconds here on our Game of the Week, brought to you by Peru State College here on 92.1 KMZA.
Exercising more, eating better, quitting a bad habit? These may be a few of the New Year's resolutions that you have in mind. What about your current insurance situation? As always, our all-year resolution at FBS Insurance Agency is to serve our community by protecting our friends and neighbors, both in good times and in times of need. We work with several different companies for both existing and new business to protect our customers. Contact me, Carrie Strom, or your local FBS insurance office to see how we can help.
K KMZA.
43-31, our score in this one. Frankfurt leading Donovan West. 6:20 left to go. Been a good one so far, but Frankfurt's been able to keep the Mustangs at arm's length for pretty much all night long. Got to a really hot start, did the Wildcats, with 9 first quarter points from Tana Stoll with 3 3-pointers. They were up 15-2. They've led the whole way. The lead has not gotten any smaller than 6 points. Back underway, Wildcats have it. Cross that court against the West Press. As Everett almost travels. Gets the pass to Gross, though, from the high, from the high post. Dribbles out of there. Gross drives left in the lane, kicks it out. Through ball on the way by Dollinghouse. Ashlyn Dollinghouse. She has 14. And it's 46-31. Hand off, Tyra Johnson, now to Edie, far side wing. She'll try a 3. That one is good. What a response. And she has just had the touch from beyond the arc. She's got 8. And it's now 46-34. The pass is too high for Ashton Dollinghouse. The weather's even waiting for it to go out of bounds. It wouldn't, but eventually it does. It's a turnover back to Donovan West. Pass was too tall for Ashlyn Dollinghouse. And Weathersby kind of boxed her out to wait for it to go out of bounds, but it kind of just teetered on the line, or close to the line, I guess I should say. So out of the turnover, here's a 3 in the corner by Edie again. That one's left short after a drive from Weathersby on the kickout. Rebound for Frankfurt. Hardwick is double teamed. She'll have a full court pass up ahead. It's batted out of bounds by Brenna Edie. And the Wildcats have the ball on the sideline with 5:06 to go, up by 12. Lena Wettstein checks in for Katie Johnson. Wettstein had a big second quarter. She had 7 points. Hasn't scored since then, though. Let's get her some opportunities to close this gap here. Full possession lead for Frankfurt. Ball in the corner with Ashlyn Dollinghouse. Losing the ball. It's going to be picked up. 2-1. Claire Cole. Edie open. Far side block. And she'll lay it in. Edie now has 7 points here in the fourth quarter. He has 10. It's 46-36. Cross half court, far side for Hardwick. Looking to continue the pressure. She double teams, she gives up to Gross. Now back to Hardwick. Ashlyn Dollinghouse, open look, far side corner. That one too strong. And loose ball, and it's going to be picked up by Weathersby. And Jonathan West, chance to make it single digits right here. Tyra Johnson, gives it to Weathersby. Head fake, she'll fire along too. And that one's no good off the heel. Rebound goes Dollinghouse, and she got kind of smacked in the face with the ball by Kyra Johnson. She hit the ball, which hit her face. And she's okay. She was able to get rid of it. Frankfurt maintains possession. 4 minutes now left to go. 3 ball on the way. High arcing 3. That one's too strong by Gross. Loose ball out of bounds, and it'll stay with Frankfurt. Last touch, I believe, by Clara Cole. Dina Leatherman checking in for D. West. Check in for Kyra Johnson. To be kind of ginger with her usage because she has 4 personal fouls. She has just 2 points on the evening. We'll step aside as we have a timeout called with 3:59 to go in the game. 46-36 in favor of Frankfurt over D. West here on our Game of the Week brought to you by First State College here at 92.1 KMZA.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Kansaland Radio.
46-36. We're halfway through the fourth quarter. Well, a little over halfway through the fourth quarter. 3:59 left to go in this one. And Frankfurt trying to hold off Donovan West, who trying to rally here. And just another reminder, boys game coming up after this one. And Frankfurt gets the ball out of the break. Now I have a substitution to make sure there's 5 Mustangs on the floor. Was 6. Now we got 5, and we're ready to go. Back underway, inbound. Falling away, but getting rid of it before travel with Alexis Dollinghouse. And Gross gave up her dribble. Almost looked like it might have been a double dribble, but not called. She'll get it back. She'll hand it off to Ebert. Ebert hands it back to Gross. Defended by Westside, gets past her, and does it back to Hardwick. Kind of playing keep away right here. Still less than 4 minutes to go in this one. Gross drives middle, and she strips up the foul. He'll inbound it underneath the basket on the far side after the pushing foul called against Brenna Eady. That is her first personal. She's a foul number 6. The free throws rest of the way for Frankfurt. There's the inbound for Hardwick. Top of the key for Gross. Head fake trying to get hold of by. She does not. Look to her left now. Takes the hand off to Hardwick and dumps it back to her. Jump facing it. Might have been thrown away to try to hand it off. Her baseline is Ashlyn Dollinghouse. She's rejected out of there by Weathersby, and she stepped on the line after the rejection. Frankfurt just holding on to possession. They've had about a 45, almost a 44-second possession here. Here's the inbound. Lob it up. Hand it off to Hardwick. High post, driving right is Ashlyn Dollinghouse. High up the glass, and it was halfway down. It popped out, and Dollinghouse last to touch it before it went out of bounds. It was a good look, but that 53-second possession is won by the Mustangs. 3:06 now left to go. 46-36. The West trailing Frankfurt on the road. Both teams, perfect records for TVL play on the line here tonight. Driving baseline, getting fouled is Weststein. We'll see who they charge it to. A couple of Wildcats in that area. They'll give it to Hardwick. That is her third and team foul, number 5. Here's the inbound, lob it up to Weathersby, high post, near side elbow, drives right, one dribble, and she travels. Her gather was a little bit too long as her process was slowed down by a couple of Wildcat defenders. Good defense. And right back, Frankfurt gets the ball as they face C. West Press. Hardwick dribbles cross half court along the far side. Gives it to Gross. That's crossover dribble pass. Weathersby and she fouls. That is going to be Weathersby's second personal foul, team foul number 7. So free throws coming up for the Wildcats. And Gross came into this game, lead the team in scoring with 12.6 points per game, has just 6, but still has been doing a very good job tonight of scoring when necessary. Story for Frankfurt has been their bench players stepping up in big-time fashion. High arcing free throw is no good off the right side. Ball tipped up, picked up by Watt, but stolen right away by Weston. 3-2 fast break for the Mustang. Pass right side, Eady gets hit the legs. Go get his hand. And Brittany Eady has 9 points on the quarter. And it is an 8-point game. Still a 3-possession contest, 46-38. 2:31 left to go in the game. And a full timeout will set aside for just 30 seconds. So, here in our game of the week, brought to you by Peru State College, 92.1 KMZA.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision-making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule. If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
Kansaland Radio.
46-38, our score. The U.S. trying to make it a game again with 2:31 left to go. Frankfurt being conservative with the ball, not being super aggressive. They get the ball out of the break against the U.S. press. Pass deflected by Coleman, stolen it in before they get to half court. The Mustangs are going to have a chance to make it a 2-possession game. Shot up by Johnson, no good. Rebound Weathersby. Her shot's no good. And rebound for Frankfurt. I believe that was Dollinghouse. And now as Harwick brings up court, she's fouled. And that'll send her to the free throw line. Weathersby picks up her third personal foul. He's on number 8. So Hardwick on her day, 8 points with 2 threes in the third quarter. Also had a 2-point field goal in the first quarter. Front end on its way and good. Their first points in this back half of the fourth quarter. Gets to make it a 10-point ball game again. It's on its way and good. It's 48-38 now. It's 2:12 remaining. And the Mustangs respond and keep this one a game. Near side wing, Weststein hands it off to Cole. Looks to the middle, stops, comes it back to Johnson. She'll hand it off to Weststein. Comes it back to Johnson with 2 minutes to go. Now Edie from the logo with a couple dribbles, pass near side corner. Cole tries to get it to Weststein, it's deflected right back to her. From the short corner, trying to get it out of there, gets it to Johnson. Good defense from Frankfurt as they fall into a 2-3 zone. Now a whistle and a kick, or rather a travel against Weathersby on the far side wing. Frankfurt gets a stop. Now the U.S. wants to get applying pressure. Hardwick passes across that court into Bevert. And still being double-teamed, and Weststein poked it free. It's a jump ball. And Weststein, the junior for the U.S., took a job poking that ball free. The U.S. gets it back with a 1:32 remaining. 5 team fouls committed by the Wildcats. Still 1 to give. As for the U.S., they have fouled Frankfurt 8 times. The Wildcats are 1-1. Injured pass to Weathersby. Backdoor pass. And a shot good off the glass. Who else? Brenna Eady. That is her 5th field goal make of the quarter. She's got 14. And it's 48-40. Cross half court. Dollinghouse pass too tall for Wap. And it's out of bounds. 1:10 remaining and a chance to make it a 2-score game again. Brian Ebert, Frankfurt head coach, not happy. Edie with the inbound. Goes to her left. Bounce pass. Near side corner. In the middle. 1 minute now left to go. Top the key. Through ball on the way by Kyra Johnson. Off backward, no good. Loose ball. The rebound picked up by Frankfurt. Ebert trying to get away from pressure with 52 seconds left. Far side, cross half court, Hardwick.
This is Shelton Jones,
stop.
Pharmacy.
Cross court pass near side. Bounce pass near side corner. And Wap holds onto the ball. Pass the top of the key with 40 seconds left. And Hardwick is going to be able to get to the corner. Pass the top of the key. Playing keep away. 35 seconds left. They got a foul. Pass to the near side wing. Ebert now in the corner for Wap again. She holds onto it. And trying to dribble it out of there. Gives up to Ebert. 25 seconds left. Still not fouling. Johnson West now finally fouling. Or is that a bad whistle from the official? I think it is. Yeah, they're not going to say that they fouled. It's going to be a bad whistle from the official. Official is a little bit whistle-happy there. So both teams will go to their respective sidelines here as the officials talk about what just happened. I think that timeout called. Not quite sure. But I do know that that was a whistle that was not meant to... meant not to be blowed from the near side. So it's going to be a Donovan West timeout. We will go ahead and keep it here, though. Take a look at some of the point totals from tonight's game. Brenna Eady for Donovan West has 11 points in the quarter, 14 for the ball game. She leads all Mustangs scorers. Avery Weathersby, she has 12. And Melina Weststein has 7. After Frankfurt leading the way in scoring. Let's see if I can find it here. Looks like Ashlyn Dollinghouse is leading the team in scoring. And she has 14. Emma Hardwick also has 10. And Hannah Stoll hasn't scored since the first quarter. She has 9 still. That's the high post. Caught by Wap. Holding onto the ball. And now she'll be fouled by Weststein with 18.1 seconds left. 1-1 free throws coming up. That is team foul number 9. And Weststein, second personal foul. Still a free possession game. Front end of the 1-1 is no good. Ball tipped up and off the rebound by Gross. Credit to Alexis Dollinghouse, who got the hand on the ball first. This walk will be fouled again. And now two free throws coming up for her. After missing the front end of the 1-1, two free throws certainly would end this game, make it a four-possession ball game with just 11.9 seconds remaining. So it was Patty Gross with the offensive rebound. First free throw on the way. That one is good. Sydney Watt looks like she's not too happy with herself. She has 5 points on the evening. And the 5'11 junior has a chance to add another total right here. Second one on the way. That one's no good. Rims out. 10 seconds left for D-West after they get the rebound. Tyra Johnson's going to fire away straight away off the dribble. Banks it in. And that makes it 49-43 with 2 seconds remaining. The clock did not stop, but it doesn't matter. So a bit of a friendly clock there at the end. And it's 49-43. And Frankfurt stays undefeated in league play. They improve their record. We'll go and step aside for a break. We'll come back with our post-game show here on 92.1 KMZA.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Over. Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Hein & True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, heinandtruevalue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Hein & True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
NVCH is proud to have Dr. Thompson in our outpatient clinic. Dr. Thompson is an ophthalmologist who specializes in cataracts. A cataract is a clouding of the lens in the eye that affects the vision. More than half of all Americans will have cataracts by the age of 80, and surgery is the only way to remove a cataract. If you believe that you have cataracts or other eye issues you need to see a specialist for, ask your local physician or optometrist to see Dr. Thompson at NVCH. Where people you know, care you trust.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Number 8, Frankfurt defeats Donovan West at home. Final score, 49-43. Now enter our Be Outdoors Real Estate postgame show. Take a look at your leading scores for tonight's contest. First for Donovan West, 14 points for Brenna Eady. She scored 11 points in the fourth quarter, making 5 field goals in the frame. 7 points for Milena Wittstein. Also, Avery Weathersby, she scored 12 on the game. 5 points for Kyra Johnson. 3 points for Claire Cole. And 2 points for Katie Johnson. And as for Frankfurt's pair of players with 10-plus points, including Ashlyn Dollinghouse, who led the way in scoring off the bench with 14 points. She had 8 points in the second quarter and 6 in the fourth. And 10 points for Emma Hardwick. She had 8 points in, 6 points on 2 three-pointers in the third quarter. 9 points for Tana Stoll, who had all 9 of her points in the first quarter. And also 6 points for Patty Gross. 5 points for Sydney Wapp. 3 points for Breely Eberts. And 2 points for Lexi Dollinghouse. So once again, your final score is 49-43. Frankfurt improves to 3-0 in league play and 7-0 on the regular season. And as for Donovan West, they fall to 3-1 in the